This is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Audrey McCabe. On Monday, the City of Montrose celebrated the groundbreaking for critical improvements to its existing wastewater treatment plant. This marks a major investment in infrastructure that has protected public health and supported the community for more than four decades. Aging infrastructure and anticipated future nutrient limits under Colorado Regulation 85 prompted the city to act now to make improvements. The roughly $30 million project focuses on modernizing critical treatment systems and enhancing nutrient removal performance within the existing plant. More than 3,000 workers went on strike at the JBS-owned Swift Beef Company plant in Greeley early Monday morning. Union organizers have said that the strike marks the first walkout at a beef slaughterhouse in the U.S. since the 1980s. In early February, 99% of the union voted to authorize the strike, following months of negotiations between union representatives and JBS. Rocky Mountain PBS reports that the strike could drive up beef prices. Last year, the U.S. cattle population hit a 75-year low and beef prices rose 11% to 25%, depending on the cut. JBS is standing by its current offer, stating that it is consistent with the historic national contract reached in 2025 in partnership with UFCW International. Governor Jared Polis announced that he is acting on recommendations from the state's Water Conditions Monitoring Committee and activating the state's Drought Task Force, as well as Phase 2 of Colorado's Drought Response Plan. This follows record-breaking warm temperatures and low snowpack across the state. The Drought Task Force was last activated in 2020 and brings together senior leadership from key agencies across the state. Delta County commissioners had a full agenda during their latest board meeting, including the introduction of the county's new election supervisor. Freelance reporter Lisa Young has more.
Delta County commissioners were formally introduced to the county's new election supervisor during Tuesday's March 17th meeting. Melinda Sanford, promoted from the Motor Vehicle Department, gave a brief update on the county's election division, noting the busy upcoming election season.
We are gearing up for our first of three scheduled elections for the year, starting out with our municipal on April 7th. We have the June 30th primary this summer, and then, of course, the November general election.
Sanford reported that the number of registered voters in the county has increased. According to county records, there are just over 24,000 active voters, with 9,523 Republicans, 2,780 Democrats, and 11,152 unaffiliated registered voters, and 546 registered voters from minor parties. Sanford also provided an update on Phase 3 of the county's election stats and verifier program.
Yes, we actually just released yesterday Phase 3 of our election stats and ballot verifier program. You can go on our website and see historical election results, as well as look at ballot images since 2024. For all of our elections with the cast vote records right next to it. So you can actually see how the ballots were voted. It is completely anonymous. There is no voter identity on any of these ballots. And you can double verify yourself at home that the elections were counted as the ballots were voted.
In other county business, commissioners also approved a number of purchases for county maintenance equipment, and they reviewed bids for design plans for the building shop area at Adobe Butte's landfill. Commissioners approved integrated services bid at roughly $255,000. According to County Administrator Robbie LaValle, $300,000 was previously allocated in the county's budget for the landfill shop. The next Delta County Board of County Commissioners is scheduled for 8:30 a.m. Tuesday, April 7th at the Delta County Administration Building. For KVNF Regional News, I'm Lisa Young.
A new documentary captures important conservation efforts being carried out on a 550,000-acre reserve in northeastern New Mexico and southern Colorado. KVNF's Brody Wilson spoke with filmmaker Ben Clark ahead of the documentary's Western Slope premiere.
A new documentary called Preserved is coming to Paonia and Ridgeway this weekend. The film tells the story of Vermejo, a vast ranch in northern New Mexico that filmmaker Ben Clark says has become a model for restoration. I spoke with Clark earlier this week.
You know, Vermejo is a piece of land similar to so many that we find in the Southwest that had incredible indigenous history, incredible natural history, which of course included, you know, extraction and nature turning into production. And then in around 1900, someone purchased it, and it just kept staying this really large parcel of land. And eventually in 1996, it was brought back under individual ownership after having been bought from Pennzoil by Ted Turner. And in 30 years, a team of scientists, biologists, and all of these conservationists, NGOs, governmental agencies like New Mexico Department of Game and Fish, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, have accomplished some of the most impossible tasks you can imagine and created a vision, an actual factual living laboratory, like I said, but a real vision for the future. I mean, this can be our future.
Clark says what makes the place remarkable is not just its size, but how it's managed.
Well, similar to those areas you referenced, like national parks and large national monuments, it has the scale. But contrasting to that, its success is due to private conservation, where privately they don't suffer from some of the decision-making fatigue that can happen when you've got to balance a landscape for both public use and also for the wildlife. And what has been so interesting here is that, yeah, Vermejo is really large and it is a working ranch. They're also balancing commerce and conservation just like a national park is. But they're only trying to make a sustainable environment that breaks even. All of the practices that are being practiced there, anything from the revenue side or from the conservation side, are meant strictly to be trending toward this goal, but being balanced for the animals and for the return of the grasslands and for just them to have enough forage in order to survive. And how it's different is that without that human pressure, it's like you've walked back 300 years. You really can't believe the amount of animals you might see in an hour there. It is just mind-blowing.
And Clark says the landscape can feel almost impossible to imagine.
If you were to go sit down for an afternoon in the middle of that ranch and in a particular spot, you might, like, let's say you went to a place called Castle Rock at 9,000 feet. If you were to sit on that rock, not only would you find brine shrimp in tiny pools, but you would watch at 9,000 feet in the trees, you would watch a herd of over 100 pronghorn start running around, right? And they're living in the trees. They came up from the prairie years before and adapted and found a way to live up there in an environment that's not incumbent to their success. You would see bison roaming around you in that same spot. I mean, probably a herd of maybe up to 400. And then if you stay there maybe toward dusk or you've been there toward dawn, there's a chance probably if you're looking out toward those trees, you will see a bear or maybe a mama bear and her cubs. All of those happen in the same day, every day on Vermejo in that particular spot. And, you know, the history of that particular area also certainly has an amazing mountain lion story dating back to the 30s and in the present day. So mountain lions are bobcats, like all the big ungulates that we love and the predators that we're so fascinated by in the American West would be present in that same spot, you know, within a 24-hour period.
Preserved tells the story of how we move beyond conservation and into preservation and where that can take us.
Humans impact systems. Yes, there's a lot of things at Vermejo that have been degraded through time, a lot from the hand of humans. And hopefully we're making positive changes to correct that. And we'll see how history judges us.
The question is not why would we be doing this, it's why isn't everybody working on this? Because that's the state of the planet today.
That's filmmaker Ben Clark speaking with us about his new documentary, Preserved. It screens Friday night at the Paradise Theater in Paonia and Saturday at the Sherboneau in Ridgeway. For KBNF News, I'm Brody Wilson.
That's your KBNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.